STR podcasts are brought to you through the generous support of people just like you. You can support these podcasts by making a gift online at str.org or by phone at 1-800-2-REASON.
Hi, I'm Greg Kokel for Stand to Reason. You know, sometimes you will encounter a daunting foe who is in some way your superior, a feared professor, a respected elder family member, maybe an articulate supervisor or an executive at work. And when this happens, there is a temptation, especially if you've had some training or done some study in apologetics, to show what you know, to step into the fray with all your facts and take your superior down a peg or two. Well, in situations like that, it's a good idea to consider Solomon's counsel from Proverbs 25, 6, and 7. Here's what he wrote. Do not claim honor in the presence of the king, and do not stand in the place of great men. For it is better that it be said to you, come up here, than for you to be placed lower in the presence of a prince. Now, Solomon's point, I think, is simple. In the company of superiors, don't start high, positioning yourself kind of as their equal, because you might get knocked down. Instead, start low and move up. Earn your place at the head of the table by the quality of your contribution. Now, years ago, I witnessed a powerful example of this wisdom at a conference called Design and Its Critics. I kind of wrangled a seat in the audience of a professional gathering where intelligent design proponents had invited their strongest detractors, that is, secular scientists, secular philosophers, to engage them through a point-counterpoint format of aggressive academic peer review. And during the Q&A after a presentation by ID leader Stephen Meyer, Dr. Clifford Matthews, who's a senior member of the evolutionary scientific establishment, laid into him vigorously and, in my view, uncharitably attacking his ideas. I was stunned sitting there. I was glancing around, okay, wondering what's going to happen next. But Dr. Meyer never missed a beat. He was completely unperturbed. He addressed Dr. Matthews by name. He expressed genuine respect for Dr. Matthews' work, thanked the professor for what Meyer had himself learned from the scholar's research over the years, and confessed being flattered that such an accomplished academic would attend his own presentation and offer a critique. So Stephen Meyer wisely positioned himself as the lesser before the greater. Now, Meyer was an accomplished academic in his own right, but he engaged Dr. Matthews with his hat in his hand, as it were, not as the professor's equal, but as his student. And then he systematically, graciously, and decisively answered the criticism. Now, notice the pattern here. Meyer started low, then he moved up. He generously acknowledged the superior status of his opponent, and then he earned the respect of the audience by the quality of his contribution, which was made even more impressive by his grace under fire. And this is a lesson I have never forgotten. In fact, I had my own opportunities to put this into play. For example, when I debated Deepak Chopra for an hour on national TV, I realized that I was facing kind of a David and Goliath situation. I mean, Chopra was the most well-known New Age guru in the world with, 20 million book sales to his credit. I was the guy that no one ever heard of. I knew I couldn't compete with a man whose first name had become an international brand in itself. And not only was the tide against me, but I knew I would seem kind of uppity if I tried to position myself as Chopra's peer. So what did I do? I decided to come in low, respectful, courteous, and launch my critique from there. And with this in mind, I made two strategic moves. First, I would show deference to my opponent by always addressing him as Dr. Chopra, never the familiar Deepak. That was his brand. Anyway, I wanted to just show respect to Dr. Chopra. And second, instead of pitting Dr. Chopra against Mr. Kokel, I set him against Jesus Christ. Dr. Chopra says this, I'd point out, but Jesus said otherwise. The audience then would be forced to choose not between Chopra and Kokel, but between Deepak Chopra and Jesus of Nazareth. Now, there are some other advantages to coming in lower. For one, you won't have as far to fall if you get knocked down. Also, there's a lot of room to ascend in the eyes of others if you acquit yourself well. So, never forget Solomon's point. In the company of superiors, start low and move up. Don't start high and risk getting knocked down. And by the way, if you're curious about that debate with Dr. Chopra, I'd love to send a DVD to you as a way of thanking you for your gift this month. I'm counting on the strong support of people like you to keep Standard Reason moving forward. By the way, when you send your gift, be sure to ask for your copy of my debate with Dr. Deepak Chopra. And thank you for standing with us financially, and enjoy the DVD of the Chopra debate. I'm Greg Kochel for Stand to Reason.
You've been listening to Stand to Reason. Our podcasts are made possible by friends of this ministry through their generous support. You can support STR by making a gift online at str.org.